Good morning, church. My name is Joseph. As I said on the video, I am a CNMA pastor in the Democratic Republic of Congo. When I came here, I didn't know the reason why I should be here. But today I want to witness the reason why the Lord brought me here and what has happened in my life and where the Lord is bringing me. Before we go in it, I would like to pray. Father God, the Bible says that your word is life, spirit and life, Lord. We want you, Lord, to inspire us so that we may be able to grasp or to have something that will help us in our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we know, the theme of our sermon today is transformed to witness. Before we go deep in it, I would like to remind you the vision of Friesland Church. Our church is a church of all nations. Transformed through faith and love in Jesus Christ. And one of our missions here in Friesland is to believe in Jesus Christ and grow in our belief. Jesus' mission. Jesus' mission is summarized in mostly two words or two verbs.
在聖經裏面有兩節的聖經就是講到耶穌的使命。
The first verb is to proclaim.
第一個就是在路加福音那裡。
The second verb is to set.
第二個就是使命,就是叫我們出去。
To set what? To set free.
叫我們讓人得著自由。
Let's go first in the beginning to proclaim.
叫我們將神的話語來宣講出去。
To proclaim God's news to the poor.
就將這個神的訊息講給窮的人。
To proclaim freedom.
去傳講 for the prisoners. 自由的訊息。
Freedom for the prisoners.
叫得著俘虜的人得著釋放。
To proclaim what? To proclaim recovery of the sight for the blind.
叫我們受壓制的得著自由。
Then comes to set free.
然後叫我們得著自由。
To set free the oppressed.
叫我們得著這個受壓制的得著自由。
While Jesus was doing his mission,
為什麼耶穌要做這個使命呢?
He came across a certain man.
因為我在聖經裏面講到耶穌遇見一個人。
The Bible doesn't say either this man has been a young man or an old man.
他沒有說這個人究竟是年紀有多大。
But we know that he met a man.
但我知道耶穌是遇見這個人。
But that man was not a good man the way you and I are today.
我們看到這個人,
this man was a demon-possessed man.
他是耶穌是要讓這個人得著自由。
Today we can compare them to the foolish people who stays lonely.
我們在這個上面, 我們很多人都有很多的孤單。
This person can be compared to someone who stays in his things.
有的時候, 這個人有很多的問題。
Living bad life. Living in a wrong life, bad life.
他這個人的生活是一個罪惡的生活那裡。
Stealing on the road.
他很多時候都不能夠在正路那裡。
Just like one I met yesterday who stole things from me.
好似今日我有个人咧就偷咗我嘅电话。
So this man Jesus Christ comes to encounter him.
咁耶稣遇见呢个人就系咁嘅人啦。
The situation of this man was not good.
呢个人其实系嘅遭遇嘅环境系好差嘅。
Specifically for this man,
特别嚟讲呢个人
，he had no clothes.
佢圣经话佢冇着衣服。
He lives on the tomb.
佢喺个坟墓嗰度。
Outside of the city.
唔系喺城市啦，喺城市外边。
Most of the time, this man was chained.
呢个人好多时候都被锁链嚟到扣住。
Hand and foot.
手同脚都被
kept under guard.
俾人哋赶到去旷野嗰度。
What this man was doing, he was breaking the chains.
但呢个人亦都经过一个咧，就系佢能够嚟到。
And demons would driving him away of the people in the community to go outside.
佢就要离开嗰啲人群，去到另外地方。
And to live in a lonely places.
去到一个地方系佢自己孤单一个人喺度住。
Mostly tombs.
系喺坟墓嗰度嚟到住。
Today also we have people who lives in that situation.
同样我哋睇见在而家我依日子里边有好多人同样嘅处境。
If this person in the past was living such a kind of life,
如果人好呢个人嘅生活嘅情况。
In our society we have people who lives the same way.
同样喺我哋今日嘅社会里边，有好多人都系活着咁嘅生
活。Somehow chained in different ways.
我哋被锁链嚟到困锁。
Some can be chained by females.
有啲时候我哋嘅锁链系被好多唔同嘅问题
捆锁。A man want to go forward to follow Jesus Christ.
有啲时我哋想去为神工作。
But prostitution is pulling him back.
但系好多时候因好多唔同嘅问题。
He would like to live a holy life. This person would like to live a holy life.
有啲时我哋好想过一个圣洁嘅生活。
Sinless life.
一个好好嘅受神喜悦嘅生活。
But because this person is chained by immorality,
但因为我哋好多受到不道德嘅事情嚟到
捆绑
我哋嘅时候，我哋唔能够为主而活。
Another example of chains that we may have today in life,
其他有多好似锁链困住我哋嘅
is this earthly wealth,
就系我哋嘅好多嘅生活物质上面嘅享受。
Someone would like to follow Christ.
有啲时想跟随耶稣
，but because he bought a new house，
但因为佢买咗间好贵好大嘅屋
，no way to follow Christ，
佢好难咧能够跟随耶稣
，because the house is pulling him back，
因为嗰间屋咧令到佢能够
，and the list can be longer，
佢唔能够跟随耶稣
，some can be chained by a vehicle，
有啲时可能因为买咗架车，架车咧嚟到捆绑我哋
，a vehicle can also chain someone's life。
一架车都可以捆绑我哋嘅。
He want to follow Christ，
好多时我哋想跟随耶稣。
But no way to follow Christ because he's tied somewhere。
但因为好多时，因为好多嘢嚟到拦阻咗我哋。
Someone also can be tied by computer。
就算我哋嘅生活亦都受到我哋嘅电脑嚟到影
响。The use of these machines, computer。
我哋用嘅电脑好多时都捆绑咗我哋。
We would see many people today on our trains, even our houses, whenever all our time is given to the new technology.
我哋每一日日常嘅生活喺屋企喺每个地方都受到我哋嘅而家嘅科技嘅影响。
So in the past, we could share the gospel on the train.
有啲时我哋喺唔同嘅地方嚟到传福音
，because we didn't have those new iPads and telephones。
有时因为我哋受到冇呢个科技嘅帮助咧，我哋有好多时咧唔能够传到福音啦。
It was easy to say hello to someone，
可以好容易同人哋打招呼。
And when the person replies，
但系如果人哋回答我哋嘅时候
，you create a space to communicate。
你咁因为咁嘅对答咧，你就有机会。
Further on transferring the gospel，
你可以用嗰个机会嚟到。
But today new technology has chained many people。
但系今日因为我哋嘅科技嘅进步咧，令到好多机会我哋都唔
能够。In such a way that it doesn't give more space。For Christians to share the gospel,
因为我哋嘅科技嘅进化嘅时候，我哋冇机会能够人与人之间有交往。
Some also can be chained by money.
有啲时我哋嘅金钱嚟到捆绑咗我哋。
Yeah, they would like to serve God and follow God with their money.
很多时因为我们的金钱的缘故，我
们不能够跟随耶稣，
受到他们来到捆绑。
We need to be very careful.
我们应该要很小心。
In all those kind of chains that we have seen here,
我们要明白到这些捆锁了我们的东西。
What can we do?
那我们有什么我们可以做呢？
Jesus Christ is the solution in all those chains that we may have.
神耶稣给我们一个解决的方法。
John 10:10 says,
约翰福音第十章第十节吧。
The thief does not come except to steal.
他是来呢，杀人来，不是
要，to kill,
不过是要偷窃，要杀害。
And to destroy.
还有毁坏。
So all those chains that we have seen before,
首先我们所讲的所有的捆绑的东西,
was used by those people to chain this man.
就是用这个魔鬼来捆绑我们。
The aim of it is to kill this man.
就是要这些东西来杀害这个人。
To steal his life.
要取去他的生命。
To destroy everything in his life.
要在他生命所有的东西要被他毁坏。
So those people, they were thinking, the people of the community, they were thinking, let us chain him.
我们看见我们社区里面有很多的人就是
受这些事情的捆绑。
我们就希望这些能够被拿开。
But the aim of it, this Satan was thinking to destroy this man.
这个魔鬼就是想着这些东西来毁坏我们的生命。
And we can see that this man was always going in lonely places, in tombs.
所以我们看见这个人呢，很多时的生活呢，就是很孤单，在坟墓那里。
So tombs are images of death.
坟墓就是给我们一个死亡的一个印象。
Today also Satan is using all those things that we have quoted before.
同样今天魔鬼都用这些方法来毁坏我们的
生命。Those kinds of chains.
要叫我们捆绑我们的生命。
To destroy your life.
要毁坏我们的生命。
To destroy you and I.
毁坏你，毁坏我。
It's not for your good.
That Satan is
using money to chain you.
他用金钱来到捆绑你。
It's not for your good.
不是对你有好的。
That Satan is using computers to chain you.
很多时世界就是用你们的电脑来到捆绑你们的生
活。The aim of all is to destroy your life.
他们的目的就是要毁坏我们的生命。
Therefore, we need to be very careful.
所以我们一定要非常小心。
Here, I am not saying having a house is bad.
我现在不是说你有屋住，有是不好的。
I am not saying having money is bad.
我不是说有钱是不
好的。It is very good to have money.
有钱是很好的。
Very good to have a car.
很好，你有车。
Very good to have a computer.
有你的电脑。
And today, I am even myself using the new technology.
今天早上我都用电脑的。
But we need to be very careful in using them.
但是我们要用这些东西的时候，我们要很小心。
All yourself to all those earthly wealth.
就是你将你自己生命系咪摆晒落呢啲事情上边咧？
We may end up having our life stolen from God.
如果系咁嘅时候，我哋嘅生命就被人哋偷咗啦。
We may end up ourselves killed by the devil.
我哋会咁样俾到魔鬼嚟到毁坏我哋。
But John 10:10, the second part says.
但系约翰福音第十章第十节继续会讲咩咧？
I, meaning Jesus Christ.
耶稣佢话我。
Came so that you may have life.
我是来叫你们得生命。
Not only life,
不是只是生命。
But a life that is in abundance.
是一个丰盛的生命。
A life full of eternal wealth.
这个丰盛的生命是永远性的。
This is the reason why the Bible says,
所以圣经就是说，
If the Son sets you free,
如果神的儿子叫你得着自由，
you will be free indeed.
你们就真是得着这个自由。
So Jesus Christ came so that you and I may be free.
所以耶稣来是叫你和我的生命得着。
Remember that Jesus came to set us free.
他来是叫我们生命得着自由。
To set all the oppressed free.
叫我们所有一切的东西都得着自由。
What is oppressing you?
乜嘢系压制紧你嘅咧
？What is oppressing your life？
有乜嘢压制紧你嘅生命咧
？What is taking much of your time？
你嘅时间系喺边度被攞去咧
？Are you spending much time in prayer？
你係咪用好多時間嚟到禱告
咧？Bible meditations. Are you spending much time in Bible meditations?
還是你有沒有用很多時間來到默想神的
話語呢？ Or you expending much time in different things?
還是你的時間用在其他的事情上面呢？
If you do,
如果你是這樣的話，
the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the one who can set you free from all those.
聖經就說耶穌來到就是叫你得著自由。
What can we do then?
咁我哋有乜嘢可以做解決嘅方法？
There is one solution.
有一個解決嘅方法。
The solution is to call.
就係向神呼求。
To call who?
向邊個呼求呢？
To call Jesus Christ.
向耶穌嚟到呼求。
The one who is able to set free.
叫神嚟到解開我哋嘅得著自由。
You and I, we are bound to call Jesus Christ.
所以我哋要喺神面前向佢呼求。
Because in our own effort, we cannot deliver ourselves.
因为很多时候我们靠自己是做不到的。
We cannot free ourselves from all those debts that we have in banks.
我们自己不能够自救。
But Jesus Christ can set you and I free.
但耶稣可以帮你，帮我们得着自由。
Look what he says in Jeremiah 33:3.
在耶利米书第33章第3节，耶稣说，
Call me.
他说你呼求我。
And I, Jesus Christ, will answer you.
他说我耶稣就会应允你。
I will tell you great things.
同埋讲你所有你不知道嘅事情。
Mighty things which you do not know.
伟大奥秘嘅事情。
So in every problems that you may have today in life.
所以我哋所生命上生活上面所有嘅问题。
One solution.
有一个解决方法。
Just call Jesus Christ.
就向神呼求。
Just call God.
向神嚟到呼求。
He will be able to free.
神就会释放你。
Jesus Christ, the solution.
这个就是解决
的。The Bible says,
耶稣在圣经有讲
到， For whoever shall call upon the name of Jesus Christ,
凡求告主名的。
Romans 10:13 says, Call upon the name of the Lord.
罗马书第十章第十章第十三节，他说，
Meaning the Lord Jesus Christ,
就必得救。
Whoever will call upon the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved.
凡求告主名的就必得救。
Jesus came for your salvation.
耶稣是为了我们的救恩。
For the case of this young man,
好像这个年轻人面对的。
For the case of this man,
这个人所面对的。
This demon possessed man, I mean,
这个受魔鬼附上身的人。
He was graceful to meet Jesus Christ.
他是遇见了耶稣。
The Bible says,
圣经怎么说呢？
Jesus grants the demon possessed request.Jesus grants demon possessed request.
Okay, 耶稣应承了这个受魔鬼附上身的人的要求。
We can see it in verse 32 and 33.
我们在这段圣经的23节那里讲到。
This young man, possessed man, encounter Christ.
他这个附着鬼的人来到遇见了耶稣。
And demon inside of this man begged Jesus.To go to the pigs.
他耶稣就叫他,
Demons in the life of this man begged Jesus to go to the pigs.
Okay, 这个受魔鬼，这个附上身石的魔鬼呢，有对神有一个要求。
Jesus gave them permission.
神就允许了这个要求。
So, what is the difference now between?Demons and believers.
咁究竟神嗰个魔鬼嘅要求同我哋嘅要求有咩分别咧
？I can say true believers.
我话真真正正相信耶稣嘅人。
The difference is not to just believe.
唔系只系用口头嘅信仰。
Because in our churches we say I am a believer.
好多时我哋话我哋信耶稣。
The Bible says if you believe.
但是圣经话，若果你信
，demons also believe as well。
佢话魔鬼都信耶稣。
And they shake。
但系佢信嘅时候咧，
就好恐惧嘅。They shake when they see Jesus Christ。
魔鬼嘅信仰系信咗，信咗系有恐惧。
They tremble。
佢哋系。
But the difference is，
但系我哋信耶稣咧。
To believe。
我哋信耶稣。
And to do good works。
就系要神叫我哋做好嘅。
That brings glory to God。
就叫我哋能够信靠神。
Not everyone who says to the Lord, 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 will enter the kingdom of God.
Because 圣经里讲到, 不是每一个人叫我主啊主啊都可以去到天国那里。
But only those who does the will of the Father in heaven.
他唯有遵行我神父旨意的人呢, 才能够进去。
So you do believe, you do good.
所以你相信神的时候你就行善事。
But you need to work for the Lord.
但你要遵行神的旨意,
to create the difference between you and demons.
我们和魔鬼的分别就是在这里,
to create the difference between you and churchgoers.
我们和其他只是口头相信的人的分别就是在这里。
Why do we need to act or to work for God?
为什么我们要遵行神的旨意呢?
Because God wants to make us members of His family.
因为神希望我们成为神家里面的一份子。
Jesus himself said,
耶稣在圣经也都说过,
for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven
is my brother, 就是我的兄弟,
is my sister,
是我的姊妹,
is my mother,
是我的母亲。
I have experienced that when I came in this church.
我来到这个教会的时候, 我有同样的经历。
I landed in Vancouver International Airport.
我来到温哥华的机场的时候,
one day I was explaining to Pastor Abe,
我有跟, Pastor Abe 说,
how God brought me here.
就是神怎样带领我来到温哥华,
lonely, without father, without mother, without children.
我完全又没有兄弟, 又没有姊妹, 又没有,
leaving your church behind.
但来到这个教会那里,
you are in Vancouver.
你们是在温哥华那里,
where to go?
我也都不知道去哪里,
how to start a new life? How to start a new life?
开一个新的生活。
So you look like sleeping in Vancouver and rising up in the moon.
你自己是在温哥华这里生活。
But here I am,
我现在来到这个地方了,
among brothers, among brothers, in the middle of brothers.
在你们弟兄姊妹中间,
here I am among fathers.
我在你中间, 我有我的父亲,
here I am among mothers.
我在这里看到你们, 好像我母亲一样,
and sisters who accepted me as a member of God's family.
同样你们很多好像弟兄姊妹一样来到容纳了我,
so
接纳了我,
we need to do God's work,
所以我们一定要遵行神的工作,
to be members of His family,
成为我们家里面的一份子。
So what is the God's expectation?
神对我们的要求是什么呢?
What can we do, really do, to be God's God's member of the of His family?
我们怎么样成为主神的家里面的一份子呢?
1 Timothy 2:4 reminds us that God desires all people to be saved.
在提摩太前书那里告诉我们, 神是愿意万人得救。
God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
他愿意万人得救并且充足地认识真理。
So we need to do God's will.
所以我们要遵循神的旨意。
We need to reach those people who are living sinly life.
所以我们要向在罪恶里面生活的人来到,
we need to proclaim the gospel to them.
我们要将神的福音向他们来宣告。
If we do, we will be God's children.
如果是这样的时候, 我们就大家成为神的儿女。
So Jesus encountered this young man possessed.
去看一个被鬼附着的人。
Let's see his situations after.
看一看他, 之后的处境是怎样的?
After meeting Jesus Christ,
他见了, 遇见了耶稣之后, 他的境况是怎样的呢?
This man came to a certain transformation.
我们看见他的, 身面有改变。
No one ever encountered Christ,
没有一个人遇见了耶稣之后,
without being transformed.
一定会有改变的。
The Bible says that this man was sitting on Jesus' feet.
在圣经里面讲到这个人遇见耶稣之后，他就是坐在耶稣的脚前。
The one who had no clothes before, now this man is clothing himself.
以前他没有穿衣服，现在穿着衣服。
This man looked like a foolish man.
以前是很愚蠢的。
Now this man is becoming in a right mind.
但圣经说，现在他遇见了耶稣之后，他的神智就清醒了。
God can do the same for you.
神仍然可以在我们的生命上面做同样的
工作。God can change your life.
神会改变你的生命。
But let's see the reaction of the people.
我们看看那些人的反应是怎样的。
So the people of this community,
我们好像同样我们社区的人,
they're supposed to be happy and glad,
他们很多时候都好像很开心这样,
to see this man transformed.
他看见这个人向神改变了。
The people of this community,
咁呢啲人睇见耶稣改变咗呢个被鬼附嘅人嘅
，they would they would praise God.
我哋以为佢会感谢神啦。
For helping this man to have a right mind,
特别睇见神点样改造呢个附着鬼嘅人嘅。
Behaving like them now,
佢哋会好开心嚟到感谢神啦。
And even ask Jesus Christ to stay among them.
佢或者会叫耶稣啊，不如你留喺度啦。
So what did they do?
但是那些人怎么做呢?
The Bible says that they begged Jesus Christ to leave.
但这群人看见这样的事情之后，他靠叫耶稣离开。
To leave their city.
叫他们离开他们的城市。
To leave their province or state.
他们那个地区叫耶稣，麻烦你离开这里。
Nowadays, it looks, if a foreigner comes to Canada,
有的时候我们有一个外边的人来到，外人来到我们中间
的时候。And this person does a good thing in the country.
这个人帮我们做了很多很好的事。
The government and the local people would ask this person to remain there.
很多时候我们应该呢，就应该叫这个人，不如你留在这里。
They can even quickly give him what you call PR.Permanent residency.
很多时因为这样的时候，因为外来人，我说不如你留在这里，你可以留在这里做移民。
Because this man is helping people in the community. He's contributing for the state.
应该是很欢迎这些人留在这里。
But this person, the people of the state,
但是那时候那些人怎么做呢?
They decided to ask Jesus Christ to leave the country.
他们叫耶稣离开他们。
Second request.
另外一个要求添。
So the first request was for the demons to go to the priest.
第一个要求就是那个魔鬼对耶稣的要求。
The second request is for the local people, they asked Jesus Christ to leave their country.
第二个要求就是那里当地的人对耶稣的一个要求叫他离开。
It is happening the same today.
同样我们今天都有同样的事情发生。
In some states and cities,
我们很多时候很多地方
People are rejecting God in different ways.
看见神人很多人是来到抗拒耶稣。
They would say, "We don't want the things of the Bible here."
他说我们不希望有圣经的事情发生。
They reject God by rejecting His word.
他们拒绝神，拒绝神的话语。
They would say, "Bible becomes so private."
他说啊，你们有多时你们圣经呢是太过保守了。
In such a way that you don't have to share your belief on the road or the bus or in the public.
令到特别呢这个信息呢唔好喺呢度嚟到传开。
It's a way of kicking the one who is doing good things to us today.
好似好多为我哋喺呢度做好好嘅嘢嘅时候，我哋都叫佢哋离开。
No place for Jesus Christ in that state.
在那个情形之下，耶稣根本不可以。
In other states, they remove all the cross. They don't want anyone to wear even a small sign that portrays Christ.
好像在 Quebec 省那里，有现在的条例呢，不让人家将他们信仰的标志来到表露出来。
Some states, they would say, we want you to remain Christian in your private area. Remove your cross because your cross is disturbing people on the road.
有些地方呢，就是说你们教会只是做你自己教会的事，你不要影响其他的人。
Very sad.
一个非常之不好的情景。
Why these people rejected Christ to leave their country?
为什么那些人叫耶稣离开他们?
The Bible portrays one reason.
圣经里面讲到其中一个原因。
The reason was fear.
因为他们恐惧。
What God is talking about fear?
圣经里面所讲这个恐惧是什么？
The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear.
但是圣经里说上帝给我们的不是一个胆怯的心。
But a spirit of power and love.
是给我们一个刚强并且仁爱。
A spirit of sound mind.
还有一个谨守的心。
Giving you a new understanding.
喺我哋明白嘅
new understanding of things，
俾我哋明白更多一个新嘅道理。
You do not have to fear，
叫我哋心里边唔好胆怯。
Every day we fear, we fear, we fear。
每一日我哋都喺恐惧里边嚟到生活。
We have different fear in life。
喺我哋生活上面有好多我哋惊嘅。
But one say commenting this says。A comment says，
在圣经里面有一个经节这么讲，
The phrase do not fear is repeated more than 365 times in the Bible。
在圣经里面有很多有多过300几次讲到我们的
恐惧。 Saying that every single day a Christian doesn't have to fear the things of life。
很多时候我们的恐惧，但圣经
Don't fear what tomorrow will be。
我们不应该要胆怯。
If you fear a lot，
如果我哋系惊嘅话
，You will ask Jesus Christ to leave your life。
你就同样会就因为咁嘅缘故，你就话阿耶稣啊，唔该你离开我啦。
Just because of fear，
因为我哋惊啊。
The Bible says， let's go back to the situation of this man。
我哋翻去睇下呢个故事，翻呢个人。
Jesus says no to this man。
耶稣就对呢个人话唔应承佢嘅恳求嘅要求。
So this young man came to Jesus Christ.
这个人来到耶稣那里,
after his transformation,
他受神改变之后，他来到神的面前。
Jesus Christ, let me follow you.
他说，耶稣啊，等我向你跟随你，好不好啊？
Remember, Jesus spoke to Peter, follow me.
好像耶稣那时以前跟彼得讲过，你来跟随我。
He called many people to follow him.
耶稣那时叫了很多的门徒跟随
他。But coming to this young man,
但来到这个人的时候，
this young man comes to Jesus Christ, now that I am transformed, let me follow you.
这个人，这个人受到神的改变之后，他说，耶稣啊，让我跟随你吧。
Surprising again.
但一样，神给我们一个惊奇的答案。
Jesus says no to him.
耶稣说不好啊。
No,
你唔好嚟跟随我。
You don't have to follow me.
你唔需要跟随我。
What to do?
咁我哋嗰日应该点做咧
？Go back and tell.
耶稣话你翻去话俾人听。
Jesus says no to this man. Go back and tell. Go home. Return home.
呢个耶稣对于人讲过，你唔好跟住我，你翻屋企同人哋讲。
And tell how much God has done for you.
话俾嗰啲你嘅人听，神喺你嘅身上边嘅作为。
But the Bible says that this young man went.
咁圣经讲到呢个人咧就去啦。
So now why Jesus Christ says yes to demons?
咁点解耶稣应允咗魔鬼嘅要求
？Jesus says yes to the people of the state.
耶稣亦都应允嗰个人群众嘅要求。
But Jesus is saying no.
但系嚟到呢一个人嘅时候，耶稣就冇应允佢。
Why？
点解咧
？Do you think that Jesus was against this person？
你估系咪耶稣唔中意呢个人咧
？Do you think that Jesus had bad plans for this person？
系咪呢个人对佢有耶稣对佢有成见咧
？Jeremiah says that because he knew the plan that he had for this transformed man。
耶利米书讲到，佢话因为我自己知道我为你哋所定嘅计划。
Now that this man is transformed, God has a good plan for him.
因为神将呢个人嘅改变，但系神有个新嘅计划佢。
You too, God has got a good plan for you.
神有一个特别嘅计划。
They plan to prosper you.
系叫你哋得着平安。
Not to harm you.
唔系遭受灾害。
A plan to give you hope.
要俾你一个美好嘅前途
，not fear，
唔系俾你有一个恐惧嘅心
，a plan to give you a better future，
俾你一个好嘅前程。
For this young man, God wanted to make him a witness，
因为神要呢个人成为佢嘅见证人。
Act 1:8 says that Act of Apostles chapter 1:8，
好似使徒行传第一章嗰度讲到
，but you will receive power。
他说你们在圣灵会降临
When the Holy Spirit will come upon you,
你们一定得着能力
After being transformed, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
你得着改变之后，神的灵会在你身上。
And you will be my witness.
你会成为我的见证人。
So this young man has a good plan from God to make him a witness.
所以神改变了这个人的时候，他会成为神的见证人。
This is the reason why our theme today is transformed to witness.
所以点就系我哋今日所讲嘅，我哋嘅生命改变嘅时候，就成为神嘅见证人。
The Bible says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news."
圣经亦都讲到，那些传美事、报喜讯嘅人，佢哋嘅脚中何其嘅美丽。
You and I today, we are called by God.
你同我今日受神嘅呼召。
To witness all the wonders He has done in our private lives.
要见证神喺我哋身上面所做奇妙嘅作为。
The gospel will be a gospel.As long as it has done something in your private life, if the Bible doesn't do anything in your life, you will not be able to witness. So, what is the mission of the church today? A church full of transformed people, like Fraser Lands, we are transformed. What is our mission as a church today? The mission of the church is to send transformed witness. The church has to send people to go and proclaim the gospel. Remember to proclaim the gospel to who?
我哋将神嘅福音传讲去俾边个人呢
？Not only believers, because they have believed already.
你我哋当然唔系同相信咗嘅人嚟到传福音。
To proclaim the gospel to those who are rejecting Christ.
我哋宣讲福音俾对抗拒神嘅人。
The situation of this man after being transformed, everything well with him, free from demons.
呢个人圣经里所讲受神改造咗，
Jesus Christ sent this man to go back in his hometown.
神就差遣呢个人去佢哋自己嘅乡下嗰度
，where Jesus Christ has been rejected.
嗰度佢嘅乡下嗰阵时，好多人抗拒耶稣。
But Jesus Christ is sending this man there again.
但耶稣就将呢个人，佢话我差遣你翻去你屋企嗰度。
The Bible says that I, Jesus Christ, will be with you.
佢话耶稣话我就与你同在。
Although they reject me,
虽然嗰啲人系，
I want you to go there.
但我要你去。
Somehow I, Jesus Christ, will be with you.
你去嘅时候，我就与你同在。
Every single day,
每一日我与你同在。
You don't have to fear.
你唔需要惧怕。
Just go.
只系要去。
Me too. I am going in Quebec.
同样，我会去到Quebec省呢个地方。
The Bible is Jesus is telling me today to not fear.
耶稣同神同我讲，我
要go to evangelize.
我要去个去Quebec省呢个地方。
One day I was sitting somewhere there in the church.
有一日我喺教会嗰度。
Someone told me.Pastor Joseph, we heard that you are going to Quebec.
他说啊 ，Pastor Joseph， 我听讲话你会去 Quebec 省嗰度。
It's gonna be hard for you, 啊。
去到嗰度，你或者会遇到好多困难。
It's gonna be hard for you.
你好多困难噶。
For those reasons.
好多唔同嘅原因。
And one of the reasons they told me the weather.
其中一个原因咧就系嗰度嘅天气。
It's gonna be hard for you because you come from Africa.
你喺非洲嚟，天气好热。
I told the man.
我就同佢讲啦。
Even if it is in the moon，
就算系去到月亮嗰度
，or even if it is within the sun where it's too hot，
或者去到太阳嗰度
，I will fear not，
我都唔会嘅惧怕。
Because the Bible says，
因为圣经话
，My hand will always be upon you，
神嘅手会完全喺我身上边
，to protect you，
保护我
，as long as you do the will of God，
只要我哋遵行神嘅旨意。
So God can do the same thing for you today，
同样神嘅作为喺你身上。
God can help you to go and proclaim the gospel all over around Canada first。
神会差遣我哋每一个人，我哋嘅教会去到加拿大唔同嘅地方。
Then it can be elsewhere，
每一个地方。
Paul's vision of the Macedonian man.
保罗对马其顿嘅一个嘅意象。
Here I would say no vision without no mission without vision.
我呢度讲使命一定必须要有意象。
So the private Sundays, Pastor Abe spoke about this in the church. How Paul had a lot of had a vision to go and proclaim the gospel to Macedonia. So Paul, after being forbidden by the Holy Spirit to go and minister in Asia,
保罗在这件事上神不容许他去到亚细亚的地方,
he received a vision
他就跟着看见一个异象,
to go and proclaim the gospel in Macedonia.
保罗被神叫他去到马其顿的地方,
the reason why I say no mission without a vision,
所以我说使命一定要有异象,
is because if you don't have a vision of what clearly you have to do,
因为如果我们没有这个清楚的意象的话,
you will never do it.
我们不会有使命的。
And if you are not transformed,
如果我们不是受神来改造的话,
you cannot also receive visions from God.
我们不可以得着神的意象。
Jesus said no to the transformed man.
耶稣对这个受改变的人没有答应他的,
here the Bible says that the Holy Spirit said also no to Peter.
圣经也说到神没有应许保罗的一个要求。
Don't go to Asia.
不要去亚细亚的地方。
Go to Macedonia.
去马其顿这个地方。
Paul came to a conclusion.
我们来到一个总结。
That God is calling him to go and proclaim the gospel to the Macedonian.
就是叫保罗去到马其顿那里来传福音。
What is your vision?
我们今天的意象是什么呢?
Do you know that God is calling you to witness?
你知不知道神是叫我们每一个人为他们做见证吗?
You say that you belong in a church of transformed people.
你说我们成为教会的一份子, 我们受神来改变。
Why don't you witness?
我们就要向耶稣做见证人。
I want to quickly give you my testimony.
我和大家分享我的故事。
When I came here in Vancouver,
我来到温哥华这个地方,
mostly here in Fraser Lands,
是来到菲沙伦教会,
I didn't have any vision.
那时我没有一个异象。
This is the reason why I was wondering within me,
所以我在这里周围都没有一个好大的目的。
What am I doing here in Vancouver?
为什么我来温哥华呢?
No family.
我家人又不在。
No friends.
又没有朋友。
No even people who looks like me.
又不是同我国的人不是很多。
I am in a different church.
我是去不同的教会。
A different skin differences.
去到不见,
the culture is different.
那个教会不同的。
What am I doing here?
但为什么神带领我来到菲沙伦教会呢?
That was within me.
我心里面就这样。
But outside me also we had questions.
那我也有很多疑问。
Those who came closer to me have been all the time asking me,
有些人认识我的就很多时问我的问题。
Canada has got many cities.
加拿大这么多的城市。
So why did you come to Vancouver?
为什么你会选温哥华来呢?
My answer was always because Vancouver is one of the cities in Canada.
我的答案就是因为温哥华就是加拿大其中一个城市。
Vancouver has got an international airport.
在温哥华有很多不同国族的。
So if Vancouver has been in the USA, I wouldn't have been in that Vancouver.
如果温哥华在美国的话, 我就不会去温哥华啦。
But today, I have a clear vision.
今天我有一个很清楚的意象。
Why am I here in Vancouver?
为什么我会在温哥华这个地方?
It is in Vancouver that I have learned and experienced transformation through faith and love in Christ.
因为我在温哥华在菲沙伦教会那里我们真的学习到信靠基督活出主爱。
It is here in Fraser Lands.
我在这个菲沙伦教会那里。
I remember I was sitting somewhere in the middle here.
我在其中一个座位那里坐在那里。
Where I could see brothers, fathers, and mothers coming to greet me.
我看见很多 好像我的弟兄姊妹、我的母亲、我的父亲来到向我来到同我说话
，to show me true love，
同我话俾我听，表达佢哋嘅爱心。
May God bless you，
让神嚟到真系。
May God bless you，
让神祝福你的教会。
So I came, it is here in Vancouver or in Fraserland Church, I came to conclude that God has got a mission for me.
我来到这个温哥华，来到你们的教会这里，因为我知道神有一个使命给我。
In such a way that today if someone asks me, why did you choose Vancouver?
所以人家现在问我，为什么我会来到
Today my answer will be,
我的答案就是
to receive God's mission to go and proclaim the gospel to Quebec.
就是来到接受神给我的意象，去到 Quebec 那里来到宣扬他的福音。
Paul traveled.
保罗在他的旅程那里。
After receiving a vision,
他见了这个意象之后
，Paul traveled from Troas to Macedonia.
他就由这个特罗亚去到
You can see in the picture, he traveled all the way.
他的行程一路好咁遥远咁
，To Macedonia.
去到马其顿这个地方。
Me too, today I am traveling.
同样我今日亦都会去到唔同嘅地方。
From Vancouver in BC all the way the country to Quebec.
一路去到东边 Quebec 这个省。
I am looking for companions.
我需要有人同我一起去。
Paul traveled with companions. People traveling with Paul. People companion traveling with Paul this way.
我哋好多时真系同人一齐。
Get along with companions.
一齐嚟到有一齐结伴嚟到去旅程。
Will you come with me?
你会唔会同我一齐去咧？
You are, God has given you, God has given me, you as my father and my mother.
神，你让我，你成为我的家里的人。
God has given me, you as my brother and sister.
神亦都将我成为你们的弟兄姊妹。
Will you come with me?
你可不可以又同我一起去呢？
Will you come with me?
你可不可以同我一起去？
So,when I say I know that in person you can come with me,
咁当然知道啦。你哋个人你未必
if not today,
今日或者你唔可以同。
When the church will be set up that side,
但系当呢个事工成立嘅时候
，you might come and help.
呢个新嘅事工成立咗嘅时候，或者你可以嚟到
，but now
you 可以嚟到帮我。
Now you can still help me again.
你可以帮助我。
I need your prayers.
我需要你为我祷告。
I need your support.
我需要你的支持。
Any form of prayer or support will be welcomed.
不同方面的祷告的支持我都需要。
Fraserlands is a church of all nations.
菲沙伦是想成为一个万国万民的教会。
Transformed through faith and love in Christ.
叫我们心意更新。
But you, are you really transformed?
我愿意你。
Are you really transformed?
你究竟你系咪受神嚟到转变咗咧
？Do you know that transformed people are witness?
你知唔知道一个改变咗嘅人就成为神嘅见证人咧
？We are transformed to witness.
我哋被神改造就系因为我哋要神要我哋做佢见证人。
Why don't you witness?
点解我哋要做见证人咧
？We need to witness what Christ has done in our life.
我哋要见证神喺我哋面身上边嘅作为。
We need to witness.
我哋神需要见证人。
Transform to witness.
叫我哋嘅生命得着改变，成为主嘅见证人。
Remember, no mission without vision.
记住，使命一定要有意象。
Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom.
唔系每一个人话主啊主啊就可以进入神嘅国。
But only those who does the will of God the Father in heaven.
唯有我哋遵行神旨意嘅人就可以进入
神嘅国度。And the will of God today,
我哋今日喺神嘅事工上边
is the salvation of all nations.
呢个就系神俾我哋嘅意象。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福各位。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。